Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a dark, gritty Reese riser from scratch in Ableton Live 12, designed for jungle and old-school drum and bass vibes. This is not just a big synth sound. We are making a controlled, evolving tension builder that feels urban, haunted, and alive, something that can lead into an amen break, a sub drop, or a classic rave-style transition. The goal here is to keep the core patch simple, then shape it with movement. That's the secret. A lot of people go straight for huge unison, massive reverb, and loads of width right away. But in DNB, especially old-school flavored stuff, the best builds usually start focused and narrow, then expand over time. That contrast is what makes the drop hit. So let's start clean. Create a new MIDI track and load Waveatable. If you want the patch to sit naturally in jungle territory, set your tempo somewhere around 165 to 170 BPM. You can work a little outside that range too, but that sweet spot really helps the feel. Now we're building the raw resource. Think of a Reese as two or more slightly detuned oscillators beating against each other. That beating creates the movement and tension. In Waveatable, set oscillator 1 to a saw wave and oscillator 2 to another saw wave. Keep oscillator 2 a little lower in level, maybe around 3 to 6 dB down from oscillator 1. Add just a small amount of detune, somewhere around 5 to 15 cents. You want the oscillators to clash enough to create motion, but not so much that the sound becomes blurry. Keep the unison low at first, maybe 1 or 2 voices max. This is important. Too many voices can sound huge solo, but once the drums and bass come in, it can fall apart fast. For old school jungle and DNB, tightness matters. Let the effects and automation create the width later. For the MIDI note, use a single sustained note. F1, G1, A1, or C2 are all good places to start, depending on the key of your track. If you want this to feel more like a riser, just hold the note long enough to automate the movement across several bars. You can also pitch it upward later if you want that classic tension climb. Next, shape the tone with filtering. Add auto filter after Waveatable and set it to a low pass 24 dB filter. Start with a cutoff fairly closed, maybe around 150 to 400 Hz, depending on how dark you want it. Add a little resonance, but don't overdo it. Around 10 to 25% is usually enough to bring some tension into the sweep. Now automate that cutoff upward over time. This is the heart of the riser. Start murky and restrained, then open it gradually over 4, 8, or 16 bars. If you want a more musical and suspenseful feel, don't make it a straight line. Let it open slowly at first, then more quickly near the end. You can even dip it slightly before the final rise for extra drama. That little pullback makes the final open feel much bigger. Now we add grit. A Reese patch for DNB should never feel too clean. Add saturator, overdrive, or roar if you want a more modern aggressive edge. If you're using saturator, try 3 to 8 dB of drive and keep soft clip on. If you're using overdrive, focus somewhere around the low mid range, maybe 300 to 900 Hz, and blend it in with a dry slash wet amount around 20 to 40%. The point is to create harmonic bite, not to destroy the sound. This matters a lot in drum and bass because the breakbeats are busy, and the bass and drums need something that cuts through the mix. Saturation helps the Reese stay audible on smaller speakers and gives it that crunchy, urban character that works so well in jungle and old-school DNB. After that, add chorus ensemble for width and motion. Keep the rate slow, the amount moderate, and the mix somewhere around 15 to 35%. You want shimmer and movement, not a watery chorus effect. This is where the patch starts feeling bigger and more alive. It should still sound solid at the center, but now there's a subtle haze around it. That haze is part of the atmosphere. Now let's build the urban echo space. Add echo or delay after the chorus. Keep it synced to the tempo and try values like 1/8, 1/4, or dotted timings. Keep the feedback fairly controlled, maybe 20 to 45%. And filter the delay so it doesn't get muddy. Roll off some lows and highs so the echoes stay dark and focused. If you want more drama, automate the feedback up in the final bars. Just be careful not to wash out the note too early. This should feel like a shadow trailing behind the sound, not a giant cloud covering everything. If you want more control, put the echo and reverb on a return track instead of directly on the synth. That way, you can feed in just enough atmosphere without burying the main sound. For the style, a little reverb goes a long way. Think shadowy space, not massive ambient wash. Next, clean up the low end with utility at the end of the chain. This is really important. After adding width and effects, you need to control what's happening down low. If needed, Turn on bass mono so the low frequencies stay centered. Trim the gain if the patch is getting too hot. And if the sound is going to live over a kick and sublator, make sure it's not owning the bottom end. You can high pass it a bit or simply keep the source itself from dominating below around 80 to 120 AC. At this point, your patch should already feel like a dark Reese tone, but the real magic is in the automation. This is where it becomes a proper riser. Automate the filter cutoff, saturation drive, echo feedback, chorus mix or width, and if you want, pitch. For an 8-bar build, you could start with a narrow, dark sound in bars 1 and 2, then open the filter and increase the width in bars 3 and 4. In bars 5 and 6, add more drive and more echo tail. In bars 7 and 8, let it peak brighter, maybe with a little extra resonance, then cut it hard or drop it into the next section. You can also automate pitch upward for extra lift. Even a small movement of 1 to 3 semitones can create a strong sense of anticipation without sounding cheesy. In jungle and old school DNB, this works really well when combined with filter movement. The sound starts to feel like it's climbing out of the system and charging toward the drop. If you want the patch to pulse, use AutoPan or an LFO device. A subtle autopan movement at 1/4 or 1/8 rate can add a hypnotic rolling feel. Just keep it subtle. You're aiming for a living texture, not a wobble bass effect. If you're using Max for live LFO, map it lightly to cutoff, resonance, drive, or chorus depth. Tiny modulation amounts are enough to make the patch feel unstable and animated. A really good way to work is to think in layers of motion, not just one big sweep. Let a few small things move together. Tone changes, width changes, delay changes, and harmonic edge all happening at once. That layered motion is what gives the patch its tension. Once you like the sound, save it as an instrument rack. This is a great move because it turns the patch into a reusable instrument for future tracks. Set up a few macros so you can control the main character quickly. For example, one macro for darkness that controls filter cutoff, one for grit that controls saturation drive, one for width that controls chorus and utility, one for echo space that handles delay feedback and wet level, and one for rise that affects pitch or automation depth. That way, you can perform the build instead of just drawing it once and forgetting it. Now let's talk arrangement, because this sound is only useful if it works in a real track. One great use is as intro tension before the drums enter. Start with a filtered version of the Reese in the background, maybe the long side vinyl crackle rain, a city ambience, or a vocal texture. Slowly open it over 8 bars, then drop into the amen and sub. That's classic atmosphere building energy. Another strong use is the pre-drop build. Layer the Reese with snare rolls and automate the echo or band pass movement, so it feels like it's narrowing through a tunnel. Then cut it on the last beat before the drop. That stop creates a lot of impact. You can also use it in a breakdown as a harmonic bed under chopped breaks. In that case, automate resonance to keep the tension alive while the drums do their thing. Or use it as a short transition fill between bass patterns, almost like a 1-bar or 2-bar fill. If you bounce it to audio and reverse the tail, you get that sucking inhale effect before the impact, which is always deadly in DNB. Now a few common mistakes to avoid. First, don't make it too wide too early. If the sound starts massive from bar 1, the build has nowhere to go. Keep it narrow at the start and let the width grow. Second, don't over-distort the low end. That can turn the patch into a fuzzy mess. If you want more aggression, control the bottom before the distortion. Third, don't drown it in reverb. That can flatten the whole idea. Use filtered reverb or ascend and keep it subtle. Fourth, don't forget automation. A static Reese is just a chord. The motion is the whole point. Fifth, don't stack too many oscillator voices. Big unison can be tempting, but in a dense drum and bass mix, it often just gets in the way. And finally, don't ignore the kick and sub. This patch is there to support the transition, not fight the groove. A few extra pro moves can make this really come alive. Try layering in a small noise element or vinyl-style texture for grime. Use resonance carefully, because a small boost near the end of the build can make the drop feel much bigger. Once you've got a good version, bounce it to audio, reverse parts of it, warp the tail, and chop it into transitions. That's very much in the spirit of DNB workflow. You can also try a little formant-like movement with a band pass or a moving EQ curve if you want a more haunted, tunnel-like feel, or add a tiny pitch drift so the patch feels less stable and more alive. If you want a more aggressive transition, place a short noise burst or impact hit on the final bar. That little extra hit can really make the riser land. Here's a great practice exercise. Build 3 versions of the same Reese riser. Make one dark and jungle focused, with a closed filter and light saturation. Make one brighter and more ravey, with a stronger sweep and more obvious delay. And make one heavy industrial version with more overdrive, more resonance, less reverb, and a hard stop before the downbeat. Then compare how each one works with an amen break, a two-step loop, and a rolling sub-bass line. That kind of comparison teaches you how the same basic patch can serve different parts of the track. That's a huge skill in DNB production. So to recap, we built a Reese Riser from scratch in Ableton Live 12 using Detune Saw oscillators, filter automation, saturation, chorus width, echo atmosphere, and utility for low-end control. The key idea is simple. A great DNB riser is not just loud, it's evolving. Keep the core tight, automate the movement carefully, and let the tension build in layers. That's how you get that dark urban echo energy that feels right at home in jungle and old-school drum and bass. If you want, next I can turn this into a device-by-device preset recipe, a macro map, or a jungle-specific version using even simpler old-school tools.